Fans of the maker movement, and those just curious about creative approaches to tools and materials, will find inspiration and entertainment this Saturday at Makevention, Bloomington's annual maker fair featuring the work of area inventors, programmers, builders, and artists. The free all-ages event, now in its fourth year, takes place at the Monroe County Convention Center in downtown Bloomington and is presented by local hackerspace Blooming Labs at Monroe County Public Library. WFHB correspondent Ryan Stacey, who is also a writer and online content specialist at the library, has more.
If you like to see the power of imagination and the products of people who put in the hard work to make their imagination come to life, that's what I've seen at most of Makevention.
Well, it's all kinds of different maker movement things, from the very low tech to the very high tech, so there's something for everyone and something you can learn and cool people to see and things to try, so it's definitely worth it.
If you have any interest in seeing like how things work or how things are made and trying things out yourself, I would say come by.
Those are just a few of the people involved in Makevention 2016, our community's annual maker fair, happening this Saturday at the Convention Center in Bloomington. At Makevention, inventors, programmers, craftspeople, and artists gather to share with the rest of us what they're passionate about creating and invite us to join in. The idea for a large-scale maker fair was born out of a conversation between Blooming Labs, a local hackerspace, and development leaders at the city of Bloomington.
When they were first talking about the tech part, so, you know, this was like 4 or 5 years ago, they invited Blooming Labs to weigh in.
That's Jeanette Tillotson, co-founder of Blooming Labs.
That we were just talking about different things and mentioned, you know, we could have a maker fair, and they were very excited about that idea.
Since then, visitors of all ages have given Makevention a big thumbs up every year.
There was a lot more people last year than there were the first year. So yeah, we're growing. Exhibitor-wise, I'd say the number of exhibitors has stayed pretty steady, and it's between 25 and 30.
That's a lot of really smart, really talented people under one roof. Some of them are into high tech, like Quadrangles, a high school club who makes their own robot. But there's a surprising number of makers who focus on traditional crafts and older technologies, too. Heath, who will be running the Blooming Labs booth again this year, gives me a rundown of the different types of creators you'll find at Makevention.
Some of us are programmers, some are metal workers, some know automotive. So we'll have the laser cutter there for sure. We'll have some 3D printers there for sure. We typically have a lockpicking village. We've had a bookbinder there. We've had puzzles, I believe leather workers, jewelry makers, all over the spectrum.
Kayla is someone finding her place on that spectrum. She says she's looking forward to showing people how she crafts metal into beautiful objects for Florum, her handmade jewelry business, at her first Makevention.
I'd had some friends tell me that it might be something I'd be interested in, and I really think the movement is cool because we're pulling all these handmade people together, and I think it's really neat to kind of get back to the basics of how you make something and where things come from.
Asha and her husband Sam, also first-timers at Makevention, have been creating together for a long time, but they didn't know how organized the maker movement is until recently.
To be perfectly honest, we found out about it at the beginning of the month. So
we're just discovering that there is a thing called makers, I guess, and it's been, from what I know, going on for years now, but we just thought we were weird creative types, you know? And then we discovered that there were these other people who were also like us.
Stories like these don't surprise Jeanette Tillotson at all.
Bloomington, Indiana is like, it's like the perfect community for the maker movement. First off, there's a large art community here, and that a lot of that community uses digital fabrication like 3D printers or screen printing, laser cutters, CNCs to do their art. There's also a large interest in recycling things and upcycling things to reduce waste, right, live more sustainably. And then as a college town, of course, we're a community that likes to learn and explore and build and make. So it's a kind of a natural fit.
And she says visitors to Makevention aren't the only ones who are amazed and inspired by what they see there.
The exhibitors get a lot out of Makevention just by being with the other makers. So a lot of collaborations come out of this, which I think that's really cool.
Nick, a longtime member of Blooming Labs, agrees.
The number one reason why I think Makevention's interesting is you'll come across things that you never thought, gee, somebody could make those. I need to make those too. Wouldn't that be fun? or there'll be some little method that you had never heard of before, or a device, and you're like, oh my gosh, this device is actually so simple, I could make one of those.
That spirit of learning from each other and collaborating comes up again and again as kind of a hacker ethos that says you share what you learn with other people so that they can build on it too. That's part of the appeal for Max, who's 15 and into making stuff. He hasn't exhibited at Makevention yet, but he's met a lot of people there who have been generous with their ideas and advice.
I mainly just went up and asked, talked about how I do similar things, and tried to sort of delve into what their thought process it was when they created this, try to just get ideas.
Max is a regular at the ground floor and Level Up, two creativity spaces at Monroe County Public Library where making of all kinds is encouraged and fostered. After updating its mission statement a few years back to include creating and hosting a bunch of Blooming Labs workshops for the public, the library is now an official partner with Blooming Labs on Makevention. For Kevin McDowell, the strategist overseeing the library's creativity spaces, the library's role reflects its commitment to making as a crucial literacy for 21st century citizens.
Basically, the activities of reading and the activities of making things have a lot of the same outcomes. You know, you're still going to change as a person, grow as a person, learn skills. So what we want to do at Makevention is help people realize that we've got more than books these days.
That's something Adam Maltese, faculty at IU Bloomington, wants to help bring to the American K-12 curriculum. Adam runs The Mill, a makerspace inside IU's School of Education, to encourage future teachers to develop ideas for integrating making into the classroom.
Generally, schools and education people task them with trying to get kids prepared for the future that they'll face when they get out. And so, from that technical aspect and from the digital literacy aspect, the world that is facing them now and will face them when they leave is going to be something that is more tech-driven.
Adam says he hopes people visiting the Mills booth at Makevention come away with an appreciation for equal access to making activities in formal education.
Some of the work that we're trying to do that other folks are definitely doing around the country is really trying to make sure that this is not just a furthering those who have from those who have not, but really allowing everyone to get access to this. And that's where I think the libraries can play a huge, and schools can play a huge role in, since they interface with everybody in the community.
For educators like Denise Lessau at Bloomington's Pinnacle School, making in the classroom can be especially valuable for students coping with certain learning disabilities.
We work primarily with students with dyslexia, but there's such a strong correlation between dyslexia and really right brain spatial thinking. So that we have found our collaboration with Blooming Labs and Makevention to be very important, actually. And for the last 2 years, we've had a makerspace at Pinnacle, and it's integrated as part of our curriculum.
Creativity through making activities can even make businesses more successful, according to Andrew Lambert, marketing director for Creative Indiana, an organization dedicated to helping people use the power of creativity to enrich their work and their lives.
What can I do for my life? What can I do for my work? What can I do for my whatever that uses some fun creativity tool? We want people to approach our booth when this is happening with those type of questions. So Creative Indiana is a perfect fit for that because of that reason. Makevention to us, and we just talked about this at our last board meeting, if this isn't a centerpiece for creativity, we don't know what is. And it's fun. Get ready to just open your mind, walk in there, and try to solve a problem and have fun in the process. You know, when you come to Makevention, make sure that you're there to have a good time.
More information about Makevention can be found at makevention.org. From Monroe County Public Library, I'm Ryan Stacey.
Among the highlights at this year's Maker Faire are robotics and virtual reality demos, an outdoor human foosball table, and a 10-year anniversary exhibit by Trash and Refashion, Bloomington's annual runway show featuring clothing made from discarded items. Makevention is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday, August 27th, at 302 South College Avenue in Bloomington. All ages are welcome, and admission and parking at the convention center are free. Local food trucks and other vendors will be on site. More information about Makevention can be found at makevention.org.